It's a gloomy and stormy Tuesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. A storm is working its way up the East Coast, bringing periods of rain to the area today, and we will continue with that threat for some wet weather tonight, and some showers will linger into the day tomorrow. Following that, we have a warm-up on the way, and Thursday and Friday look quite mild, with temperatures soaring into the 70s on both of those days. But in the short term, it's on the cool side today, certainly much cooler in most spots than yesterday afternoon. We have clouds, we have some rain around as well, so if you have plans through the rest of the day into tonight, you'll need to have that umbrella handy. At times, the rain may be briefly heavy. That may result in some large puddles on the roads, though I'm not expecting any widespread flooding across the region. Moving through the night, that low-pressure area continues to work its way up the coast. And then by tomorrow, because it's a slow-moving storm, we'll still have clouds and some showers around, especially through the first part of the day, and should tend to dry out by tomorrow afternoon, though I'm not overly optimistic about a lot of sunshine tomorrow afternoon. So we have clouds and showers in the morning, still mainly cloudy by tomorrow afternoon. And if it remains on the gray side, temperatures will end up closer to the 60-degree mark. If we happen to break out into some sunshine tomorrow, temperatures could make a run at 70 degrees. Now, the best chance for that will be for areas well west of the capital region. So out in the Utica and Syracuse area, those spots have the chance, a better chance, to be close to 70 tomorrow, but I think the clouds will tend to linger through the day. But then the clouds will break up nicely on Thursday. That warm air will come on in. We'll see those temperatures climb up into the 70s on Thursday. A few spots could make a run at 80 on Thursday afternoon. And then on Friday, we'll have a front come by that could set off a shower or thunderstorm, but it's another very warm day with temperatures that will again be up in the 70s. A few spots potentially again on Friday could be up around 80. Now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain likely, areas of drizzle and fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with lingering showers during the morning, remaining mostly cloudy for the afternoon, high 58 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain likely, areas of drizzle and fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of early showers, high in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain likely, areas of drizzle and fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with lingering showers during the morning, remaining mostly cloudy for the afternoon, high 58 to 64. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain likely, areas of drizzle and fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with lingering showers during the morning, remaining mostly cloudy for the afternoon, high 58 to 64. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny and mild, with highs in the 70s, and on Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, warm, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.